On a Chavbez and Bez. Chavbez and Bez, three lines from the top. When the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, Eish, why Yechayev als Eish? Eish might be one of the others. Why Yechayev either als Chetz, it's like your arrow, or it's als Mammon. It's Chiyev als Mammon. Zok the Gemara. Tashma. Hamadlikes HaGadish V'Hayigadi Kafus Loi V'Evet Samach Loi. You go ahead and you burn a gadish, and a gedi was tied to it, to a tree or whatever, to the gadish. And the eved samach lo, eved is close to the gadish. The nisafima and everything got burnt. So chayiv, you chayiv on the gedi and the gadish, because you're not chayiv for the eved. Why aren't you chayiv for the eved? Because the eved could have ran away. What's he doing there? What's he burning himself for? So you put on the eved. Eved, chay, eved, but let's say eved kafas lay, if the eved was tied to it, the gedi samach lay, the gedi was close to it, the nisaf ima, and it got burnt, pater. Why are you pater? You pater on the gedi and the gadish, because we say, come le b'yamine, because if you kill an eved, you get killed, nakem inakem, so therefore, Allah isn't all over shas, we know, come le b'yamine, if you chayiv misa, you're not chayiv to pay money. So since over here, you chayiv misa, you pater on the mammon. So pater means on the mammon. Now the shahada is like this.
Is it over here?
Yeah.
He's deliberately lighting somebody on fire.
Deliberately lighting somebody on fire. What? If he's kafas, he can't run away. What did he say? Pata on the gdi and the gadish. The eved is chayiv misa. Yeah.
The moment part of the eved? No, the moment.
There's no moment in the eved. The moment is the gdi and the gadish. The gdi and the gadish. Now the shahada is, we know all over, the Rashba has that lechayra, Kamer Amin is only if it happens at the same time. Here, what happened? First, the Gadish got burnt. So you have money for the Gadish. 5 minutes later, the Eved got burnt.
But it's when you lit the fire by you, then it went. What? So that was the same time.
See, 1 second. This is the Rashba's kasha. This is the Rashba's kasha. What did he say? No, he's saying, 1 second. He's saying something. Who cares about what?
Saying that you, when you lit the fire, that was
right.
One action you did.
Right.
And the
chayiv
for the lighting.
That's the big machlokes nachrena. If the Nemuk Yosef said yesterday, answered the Rashba. Pashas, you're right. Pashas should answer. Right. That's what you're saying. So this is the Rashba's cash again. The Kamer Amin is only if it happens at the same time. Zokt the Rashba. And over here, man, the Santa Teretz. He doesn't say that Teretz. What you just said. He says that you chayiv al tzroidif. Because right away you're already a roidif. It's like you're chasing the guy to kill the guy. The guy's tied up. So the same way b'shas you're a roidif, anyone can kill you. So Mela, 1 second. So Mela, so too over here, zakti chayiv misa al tzroidif.
You're not going to kill him al tzroidif because it's not save him.
Again, one second.
You can save him with it. But
the
fire's already lit.
You're not saving him. Okay, 1 second. Forget cash. 1 second. So again, so he says, since you're a roidif, so Mela, once you're a roidif, you pata, you chayiv misa right away. So since you chayiv misa right away, a moment happened at the same time. So Mela, you'll be pater on the moment. As I said, what?
What about Shogi?
Okay, yeah, we're not discussing Shogi, we're discussing misa.
Because the fire is about to get to him?
What? He's a roidif because right when he started, we lit the fire, he's like chasing the guy with a gun.
So, right, only pater him if you can stop him by killing him.
How do you know that? It's got a good svar, you say. I'm not saying that. The Maz is saying good svar. The Maz is tiny. What you write? If you write it, it's because you can get him.
So the Raz has said, anyway, come on to the Mukhi Yaisis. He's saying you
write it
because when you
read
it, you
go. No, the Raz was not saying. The Raz was saying because you write it now, so maybe you attack something now. The Mukhi Yaisis was the Chayvat's Eish. He's saying, you're right, if you're a regular writer. So Maz says, you're right. That's what you got missing because you're right. Forget it. Maz is asking you the one good shadow, which. It's a nice svar. I don't know if he's right or wrong. He's asking that lechayra a roidif mitzah. Only if you can help. Mechtesli, you have a roidif if you can help. That's a good cash. But stamazay, you have to understand what does it mean you're a roidif. I mean, a roidif. The end of the day, you didn't kill him. He would have been chayiv misa, but you didn't kill him. He didn't get killed. So now, when is he chayiv misa for the end of the day? Now he comes to bezin. When's he chayiv misa for? For the moment that he killed Evan, not because he was right away. If a roidif doesn't get killed, you don't kill him.
A roidif doesn't end up killing somebody,
right,
you don't kill him.
Right, you don't kill him, right? It only happens to Maisa. So the ma'isa happened 5 minutes later.
What's happening?
Shame roidif? No.
Why not?
No, because of, yeah. We, why would you say that?
When was the Hasra they giving a Misa? The Hasra is when the Eved died. The Hasra is when he lit it.
No, but the mice, at the end of the day, if he didn't get killed, he's not getting killed.
It's the old point by Shabbos. Someone starts baking on Shabbos.
It wasn't
Shabbos.
It was only Chiv if it happened on
Shabbos. Just like Hilf HaShabbos, he said it goes back to Mephraya, why not?
Yeah, because okay, if you start baking, why give him a straw and you chayiv him for the baking? But it's not baked till it's finished. Someone takes it off, you wouldn't be chayiv, but you chayiv for them because your stomach's going to stay.
No, that's right. That's a big shayla. That's a big shayla in the chayin, the minchaschenich and rishash. If someone bakes on Shabbos, the baking process is going to end up on matzah Shabbos. So you chayiv if you chayiv or not. Because the taitzah, the ma'isa of baking is only going to happen. If you put on a fire, if you cook something 2 minutes before the end of Shabbos, and it only end up getting cooked after Shabbos, are you chayiv on Shabbos or not? Okay, I'm saying this is a chen shereid. But akapanim, that's the Rashi's cash, and the Rashi says that this tares that we're saying, and all the chayim are very bothered with what's going on over here. Mr. Skirav has a whole shot, and everyone has a whole.
Yeah, chayim ever either.
Right, not so Eved.
When it said Eved covers Gedi summer.
No, you're chayiv al tzreidiv of the Eved. You're not ready for Gedi.
Not everyone agrees with the Rashi that it's a tzreidiv anyway. It's a big machlokes in the sugya. If it's cooked, you could say that it's tzreidiv. Right? Because he's not doing it personally.
Yeah,
it's his chayiv.
In the second case, the Gedi can cover slay also, no?
Yeah, the Gdi is really no shaykhis. We're not having too much to do.
So my flight is Rashi and Tosis is about the Gdi.
Right,
Rashi holds that the Gdi is stupid, it's not going to run away. And Tosis says, what are you talking about? Every animal runs away.
Zakti ma vaiti. So the kids are Zakti ma vishlam in the mandam, eishu mishum chaytzai. Oh, so one second, say again. So we have a braise that said halacha, that if you manage the Gdi, and if the case was the Gdi kafasla and the Eved wasn't kafas, so you chayiv on the moment of the Gdi, you put on the Eved because he should have just walked away. And the second case was that the Eved was kafir, so then you chayiv misa. So the Eved, you put on the mom. Come around. So the Mabishlam, the man, the Eishim Mishim Chaytzai. If you hold Eishim Mishim Chaytzai, Mishim Achi Pata. The reason why you put is because Eishim Mishim Chaytzai, so therefore you killed someone, so therefore you put it. Elamanda, we're going in the safer. Elamanda, Eishim Mishim Amayna, my Pata. If you hold Eishim Mishim Amayna, so now that you went ahead and the fire burnt this Eved, so why are you chayiv out your mom in doing it? Am I potter? Why are you potter? Ilu katal today avda hachan amid le mechayiv. If your shur kills a Eved, what do you have to pay?
Shloshim.
You have to pay momen. Shloshim shekel kesef. You didn't la adonav. So over here, so why would you be, since not, you don't have Misa, to pater.
There's no Kamli B'dor Amin.
There's no Kamli Amin, you don't have Misa to pater.
Because it's Mamon,
it's Mamon.
It's not you. The fire is not Mamon.
If the fire is Mamon, if we go like the man Amin, the Eishim Mishim Mamon, so you're not Chayiv Misa, it's not Chayitz. If it's Chayitz, that's you, that's your Kayach, so then you're Chayiv Misa. But if it's not, if it's not Mamon, so the same way your axe kills the Eved. You only Chayiv 30, so over here, so too, over here, you should only be Chayiv 30. And you should not be chayiv misa. Semez no kam yaminei.
Is that pashut or is it a chiddush to say that?
No, was it?
The ma'ase, even though it's amamene, somehow you did it. Somehow you killed somebody. I can't think of the chitimtza right now. But if you'd kill somebody in a different capacity, that's amamene. You wouldn't be chayiv.
Think of the chitimtza. Gemara thinks of the chitimtza.
Is it pashut that you shouldn't be chayiv?
I think what's bothering you a little bit is like it's a nice lomdish machlekes, but the ma'ase
you killed him.
You killed him, right? Like by a shah, a ma'isa, Metzias says the shah killed him.
Right.
Here, it's a lamdash of machlaikas, Eishim Shemayin, Eishim
Shemayin. And by shah also.
At the end of the day, so don't call it chayitz.
No, we discussed by shah. So by shah, you're not amazed. You didn't tell your shah to go kill somebody. And maybe would it be different if you did?
No,
if
it wouldn't be different.
If you reached on your shah, you put a red handkerchief in front of him and he runs to kill somebody, you chayitz mitzah?
No.
Is that a weapon or something?
Are you want to look at
no, I'm asking.
Weapon.
I don't know.
No, look at it not.
Eish is
a different Adam, right? Eish
is doesn't mean it's a. I mean, we have
Arba Osnazita.
There's Adam and
Eish.
It is Adam.
No, because we're calling it
Kaichal.
The
money is Kaichal.
The whole
myth in
the Mishnah of Arba
Osnazita. Oh, very good question. He's saying Eish is Adam. It's the same thing. It's a very good question. The Shinemath.
So, But obviously it's not true. Eish is an oven.
No, no, no. It's a different, it's a different form. It's a different
I'm
form.
Saying, of that's why. So that's why Kamli Rabbi Meir. It's not. Kamli Rabbi Meir is only if it be Adam himself. But it's not. This obviously it's less than Adam.
I know, but he's saying, but it's still not like Shah. That's what he's asking. That's not sure. But the tarot is that even though Eishem Hashem Amaynai, it means literal. Eishem Hashem Amaynai means literal, that it's not you. And we see that if someone, like we saw yesterday in the Gemara, the whole Shaka Batai, that if someone else is fire, you're not Mechoyev. What do you mean? You're the whole thing. You're, but that's what Amaynai means. You're not Mechoyev.
It's not Mechoyev according to Rish Lakish.
Yeah.
According to Rav Yochanan, Yichayev.
Yeah, that's cool. It's like the Gemara, Amalach Hashem Melakish, Shachem Ayeskinon, you come and ramen it. What happened? You burnt the guf of the Evan. So over there, you literally killed him. So over there, you'll say, come and ramen it.
So
we're saying over here that it's coming and ramen it. Why? Because you killed the Eved literally, so there was Misa on the Eved, so it's Chayev Misa.
But according to the Rish Lakish, it's fair, you can't give the Rashi the parrots.
Okay, fine, so that's what they're busy with.
You didn't kill him till later.
No, I put the fire on him, Mamish.
Yeah, but that one.
You put the fire into his. Into
had to scratch somewhere to kill him.
No, that's you. That's good. So now, the shaila is, why did the Gemara say the Kamei Ramine? We were going the whole time to Kamei Ramine. It's like, Gemara, right? Because it's because we're the Kamei Ramine. That was the whole Gemara. That was from the beginning of the Amid. That we're working out Kamei Ramine. Why are we here the Gemara wake up and say Kamei Ramine?
Because he says that's Mammon. He can't say Kamei Ramine if
the Shah killed someone. It's the most kashid. The Gemara said the reason why, before the Braisu, we said the reason why you potter on the Gdi and the Gaddish was Kamei Ramine, right? The Chayv and the Eved and the Patan thing is Kamei Ramine. So that's what we were learning the whole time, it's Kamei Ramine. So why over here did the Gemara wake up to explain how it's Kamei Ramine? To say the words Kamei Ramine.
The Gemara holds our Kamei Yachanan.
Come on, man. Oh. The Kitzah, so the Biskirov and Seif is very busy with this Kasha, and therefore he learns a whole new pshat. He argues in Rashi. The Biskirov had the courage to do that. I learned a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Then argue, he just says, because this. There's a whole new pshat in the Gemara. But he's so... I would make the deal, okay, big deal, like whatever, look for some tares. But Lamaisa, he says that obviously, Rashi says claw, that before was coming Ramana. He says before was not as coming Ramana.
Why does that have to make a third cheetah? You have
Taisha cheetah. Oh, because he's sharing the argument, so he comes up with a whole new pshat. Okay, Zotim, Yachi, Maile Meimer, if this is true, so what's the chiddush here? I mean, obviously, coming Ramana, what's the chiddush? Here we're discussing. No, because of before we were, you have all the Rajma's kashas and all this, it wasn't the same moment. That's some chedushim. Yes, I'm saying over there you had chedushim. Before, if you, the way you learned the Braisa. Yeah, whatever it was, the Rajma, right, I don't know, whatever you want, you had some chedushim. Here, you literally burn it and then you do it, it's a regular kamaraman and call it a kula.
Saying when we had
riots
before,
no,
the
hiddux
of
Bira. No.
He said,
it wasn't
coming.
No,
I know, but I'm saying.
He was saying a new chiddush of coming Ramana. Thank you, this is all of a shas, we have a shnayas like this. Like the Gemara, Leitzicha b'gdi d'chad v'eved d'chad. It's discussing a case that it wasn't one owner. The gdi was one owner, and the eved was another owner. So it's coming to tell you, even though you're not chayev misa, why should I lose out? Why should the Balak Di lose out? He's Chayiv Misa. You're Chayiv Misa because you were Mazik Reuven's Eved.
But this is my...
Oh, 1 second. So the Mesa over here, you would think you don't say Kalmi Ramine. Kamash Lona, you say Kalmi Ramine. So now...
The person is on the Mesa.
Yeah, but in Svar, is this true?
No, it's not fair.
What's this guy? You put the... Now, you're right. In Aloha, you're right. I mean... That's what we know. But where do you know that from? Is that a Mishnah? That means, think about a case, think or don't think, a case that you know, that a Mishnah said, come here, Amine, we know Masechtas Makis.
If he killed the Ubarim from a pregnant woman, so you're paying Mammon to the...
And that's the same person.
No, you're paying Mammon to the Baal.
That got his name, she got Misa. It's not a word of, I owe you money.
Right. Oh. So Shem is saying very good that even Mammon is not etzim so much me to you. It's more between me and the Rebbein Shlom, and that you got the guy. Give it to Rebbein Shlom. Okay, so Taisus is very busy with other cases that you have called Miyamineh. But I'm saying, but let's say the Mishnah Makkos. What was left out over there? The Mishnah Makkos. Is it Machlekes? You say called Miyamineh or not? Loiku Mishalim. What was the case?
I remember, but someone be the first to say.
Yeah. But Mazlan, who?
Loiku Mishalim. You have an item.
Yeah, the what?
So if there, if you wanted to you want to mechayiv him nisa, and he loses his mammon, so you say it's coming. You don't say coming around, but you say kasher shlamim.
You got an item test.
Okay, fine. Anyways, so it could be that there's no real Mishnah that said. That means we know this is the halacha because we know this is the halacha from other places, but there's no Mishnah. Here's a basic. It wasn't Shvetas, but us, the Kasha was more that you have Klo and Mishnayis like this of Kamer Aminei. The Tayat says that such a case maybe is not a Mishnah Mamish, it's a Braisa. Therefore, this Braisa over here is allowed to say this Halacha. But in Svara, again, it's a Shvera Svara that why you potter from my Hezek because you chayiv somewhere else. Get out of here right now. So you could say that.
This is not a Svara everyone agrees on, right? Is that what we're saying?
No, we're not saying. We're saying that everyone agrees.
No, forget it. If it does agree.
Which is the Chiddush. It's another Chiddush. You could say that the Pshat is since
the...
The other one says it's a part of it.
If you say like the Rosh Hashanah, this never moment was there. And it's never moment was there, and Misal was there, because the Baal HaGadi is supposed to kill him, so he's chayiv Misa to Baal HaGadi. So it's never moment was there, according to the Rav.
Okay, that's Gemara is telling you, it's not moment. But it could be that over here he's a Misa, somehow there's like a dead person already, somehow that's why you can't be mechayiv a dead person on Hezek. I'm just trying to explain a little bit. That means.
Every come limit rub, Barka Tala makes him that he does have future
Misa. I'm trying to explain why you take a potter. Why you take a potter?
Happen at the same time.
That would mean that he's a dead person right now.
Maybe it happened at the same time.
I'm saying that might be another mechayev. Who says mechayev?
It happened at the same time. You can't say that. Maybe there's no.
That's how good for him. That's not. He's a dead person, but dead person doesn't exactly.
Are you worried as if there's nobody there to?
Yeah, you're a shame rider.
Even there's nobody there to.
There's no fire. Someone who burns down be'eriyah, he gives a fire to biyad chayav shetev v'katan, to the hands either chayav or shetev v'katan. Potter medina adam chayav medina shemayim. He's potter medina adam, but medina shemayim is mechuyev. Zok to Gemara. So now, what does it mean you mechuyev moment medina shemayim? I understand Misa B'dei Shemayim makes sense. You mechuyev mom B'dei Shemayim, or you mechuyev to pay this guy or not?
They came on you in Bezdin.
So what does it mean?
If you want kapara.
I'm saying if you want a kapara, that means you should give him. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that, there's a real payment, B'dei Shemayim. Yeah. Okay.
How is that?
This is
a new concept to us. You put him in the Adam or you not put him?
No, that means Bezin, Potter Medina Adam just means Bezin
can't. Why?
Bezin can't.
Why?
Because, because you didn't do it. We'll see in the Gemara. I'm saying, but whatever it is, Bezin sometimes can't enforce things.
But
today,
like
Bezin
can't
enforce Knas, right? I'm saying there are such things Bezin can't enforce.
But is that like every other third day? You mazik somebody, right? We have many cases where that somebody ultimately is Potter, so you have to pay him. You're Potter because the Torah gave you a Potter.
No, a lot of Chatzin
Ezek, things like that.
No, but there's no Vachiv.
It's hard to say why you chayiv b'dei shemayim because
Let's see the gemara. So the gemara bishlam the man of eishem b'shem chaytzai. No, the man of eishem b'shem chaytzai chaytzai the chayesh. It's a chaytzai the chayesh. It's not your chayt. It's the chayesh that's shooting an arrow. So therefore you potter. El man of eishem b'shem amaynai. If you say eishem b'shem amaynai, ilu masa shayya the chayesh shayt v'katan. Hachan amid loy mechayiv. If you give your shayt to a chayesh shayt v'katan and it goes and goes, avandi chayiv. So we also, why should you be chayiv? It's your mama. It's your mama that's being mazik. Zok to Gemara, it ma'alo, amay shlokim shvei dechizkiya, lo yishonu elik shamasa, lo yikachel ez v'libo. It's discussing a case, But you didn't give him fire mamish. You gave him a gachelis. And he went ahead and blew it up. So therefore we tell you...
The cotton.
So therefore you potter, because you didn't give him literally fire. He went and did it. But if you gave him shalheves, if you gave him fire, you chayev. My time of bari hazeik, because over there, it's already mezuman, that's going to be mazik, and that's mamash like a shah, that's mazik.
But if I gave it to a regular person, I'm not chayev.
Right, because he should have watched it.
So it's a pshia.
Yeah, it's a pshia.
How does that work there?
It's not pshia to the Baal Ha'edsh. It's pshia to the person who lives.
So that won't be this. It will go in the Manav.
But Eishim Shachita means that who's chayev?
So the if you give to a god, or if you give
to
a flame, not chayev.
Oh, why are you chayev in Yishmael? That's what said in Yishmael. There's no type of chayev.
No, but I understand the type of chayev.
Also like...
Well, I don't understand what he's doing.
In fact, B'din Hashemayim says, because since you got him into this matzah, you put this story, you got it to this matzah.
That's what it because he did it, not you.
But, Rabbi Yechon Omar, I feel shall have his potter, even if I your potter. Kesava, tzavsa the chayash kagam, because you say the holding the kayach of the chayash was gayam it. Loy mechayev. So when you chayev, add a muscle gavs until you give him dry wood, silta. That's small. That's silta is like small chips of wood. So over there, you vade b'shev v'shaga. Also, that's a candle. So when you give him these things, you chayev. Zokti what?
What's the difference? What is that?
No, because
it's more ready for fire.
It's much ready. Yeah, much more ready for fire. Fire itself. What?
I guess it's like pre-lit coals. Yeah, they're ready to roll.
If you what give you him mean? The fire, what?
No, the sharg and all that is like ready to make a fire.
But why? Because it's his kayak that's being going.
Right, so here when you're giving him all the necessary tools to make the fire, right?
Yeah.
Should be the opposite.
No, because over here, you're giving him something that's yours, that's flammable.
Hashem is asking if I give a torch on Potter, right? Shalheves on Potter.
Yeah.
Point Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
So there's a big fire in the torch. But over here, I'm giving him the wood.
It's because he's holding now the torch. When I give him the wood, that's my wood. So now that's me myself.
And the fire?
The fire is because his holding is why it got
because burnt. Because over here, it's a gami. When you give him all three, it's a gami.
But it's his holding that got it burnt.
And here, I gave him wood. What did I do wrong?
No, I gave him the chips of wood. That's my chips of wood. That's me myself, Kira.
It's a god me, that's why.
Saying, no, but he's asking like this. But
again,
when I'm giving the actual fire, so we could tell you that it's his kayak now, that's fire is by him now. Now it's his kayak that's burning the field. Mm-hmm. Right? By Godish, by giving chips of wood, chips of things that it's automatic, that what I'm giving him is burning the goddess itself.
We gave him a wooden torch.
I gave him fire.
They're asking Pasha that it's more mistaba that you chayev when you get handed over a fire and it's ready to burn
something. No, because... I always ask him about no, when you're giving fire, you're giving... Now that he's holding the fire, it's the chayashat of a cotton that... It's because of his holding is why the goddess is going to burn it. Is why the goddess is going to get burnt. Right? That means we could say up that it's his holding of the fire. It's his holding of the fire that we're blaming the Godish. So that's the Chereshat of the cotton's holding.
But when it's ready for fire.
The wood chips are not burnt yet, but over there you're giving him a tool that it's that's you, that I still see
step,
you.
That's another step.
But it's not because the Cheresh held it.
But once it comes fire, now it's his fire.
The Svar is just hard to understand.
When you're giving chips,
you should be more chayav when the fire is ready.
No.
When it becomes fire, it becomes the chayash is fire.
Fire.
So therefore, I'm potter. When it comes chips, it's still my chips.
Why shall have is less than that? Shall have anything is more or the same.
True.
It's my chips.
If I give fire, it becomes chayash is fire. When I give him chips, which is not fire, then it comes fire. Why is it that?
No, because you're giving him a torch.
I'm giving him a torch. I'm giving him that also. But when I'm giving him chips, I don't see it up anything to do. I need to have that. I see up a chayash in between. If you could see up a chayash in between, then we blame it on the chayash and that's it. Here, there's nothing in between. Chips means that you gave him burnt kaddish, basically. You have?
Not really.
Very honest today. No, it's very good.
No, it's a hard start.
I have a hard time also understanding. But... No, no, you're not crazy. But the problem is, no one really has.
You can get two words. According to Rabbi Yochanan, because it's a garmi, by shalhevitz, it's not a garmi. A garmi is more chayiv than
garmi. Just other. Said a word. You didn't explain anything.
No, because it's bound to happen.
Shalhevitz is in itself.
No, it's not bound to happen. You don't know who's going to take.
Would you rather a candle and some other things, or you have someone walking in your house with a big torch?
There's a fire here. You know the depth of the damage that it could cause.
That's not what he said. Rashi said this earlier. We saw this before. Rashi said, "For the muscle, if you gave him the fire, nami pata." So Rashi said, So Rashi explained over there that what's the pshat? A tzavsa, achizasa v'kaychay. Tzavsa gone. Achizasa v'kaychay. His holding. When you're giving him a fire, now it's his holding that was garment. When you're giving him chips of wood, it's still you there. We don't see up the chesh. It's nothing to do with the chesh. It's only.
What did he do? He gave him firewood.
Right.
And he gave him a shalhevis.
Right.
And now,
that automatically gets lit. So now he got lit the chips, and the Gadish went and burned
it. Right?
It's all that. But it's not so much because of, we don't see up that Kilo, I gave him a fire, and now another step was the Gadish. I see up my fire.
So I mean, you gave him fuel?
I gave him more than fuel.
I gave him a fire that's controllable, and he chose to make it go further.
Is that what it says? When I'm giving him fire, yeah, that's really part of it. When I'm giving him fire, I gave him over what I have. That's it. Now it's his. When I'm giving him chips, it's
and he chose. He chose to make a fire out of it.
It's still nimshach me. Because by fire, he chose. It's his holding that went ahead and brought it further. By chips, it's automatic that it's going to burn.
So that's the fuel. It's in the fuel, not in the actual fire. Yeah. That's why it's
he's holding the torch too. He gave him a torch.
No. It's the fuel that fuels the fire. If you just give him a stop instead of fire, it's not moving.
Better off looking at the Tysus.
21.
The Tysus says it's more broken than soy. That's
I know, but okay. Okay, Zakta Gemara. Okay, you'll think about it today sometime. Yeah. Anyways, so the Gemara says that that's considered more. Yeah. Oh my God, we have a pasuk and we have a mishnah. A raya to Rabbi Yechonon that says Alzchetz. Mizeil Rabbi Yechonon. Kro nechsev kisei tzeich. It says in the pasuk kisei tzeich. Say tzei me'atzmos. Mashma goes out by itself. And then it says Yishalim ha'mavris ha'be'era. It says the mavris chayev. Shema amino. Yishem shemchetz. That means there's someone to be mechayev. It's like he did it himself.
It's called his.
No, the mavris mom. Kilu hidlik ba'atzmos. So you see that Yishem shemchetz. It means say tzeich means the fire went out by itself. You didn't literally burn it. And then it says ha'mavris. So you see that it's him. So what's that? Eitz Mishum Chaitz. That's a pasuk. Masnita. Where do you have a mission? The Tanya.
Right.
Pasuk Hakasav. Veniske Mamani. It says Kisei Chayes is Masha by himself. Vesayim Veniske Gufa. Then it calls him Mavir, his own Guf. Leimaloch Eitz Mishum Chaitz. To teach you that every Eish is not Mammon. It's you yourself doing it. So everyone asks. This is the same as the pasuk. You just do Masnita. Kilo Bzibur and Pesunai Bratzah. It's the same pasuk that you just got.
The one is the pasuk I'm not
dashing
himself, and now the
Brisa
is
dashing
like them.
So the Brisa said the pasuk, and the pasuk wasn't dashing itself. We dashed the pasuk, so you took the Brisa and dashed the pasuk without the Brisa, and then the Brisa went in and dashed the pasuk. That's why the Rishonim are very bothered with this Brisa and the Mishnah.